The company is looking to stem the bleeding from reputational fallout of the revelations as it loses big-name clients like Asahi. Any rebranding would in fact simply be a name change. The company says management and operations would remain the same. It had previously decided not to change its name, a decision which drew heavy criticism for the constant reminder of the man, Johnny Kitagawa, who had abused the agency's young male talent for decades. Kitagawa's niece stepped down as president last month after accusations her mother, Kitagawa's sister, had helped him hide the abuse for decades. Beyond a name change, the company has vowed to put measures in place to protect its talent in the future. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.